Ladies and gentlemen, good evening, Mr. Mills. We welcome you back. Other than for these scoping hearings, have you ever visited our Great North Woods or our White Mountains, the New Hampshire seacoast, or the Connecticut River Valley? New Hampshire is a truly wonderful place. It's filled with natural treasures and peopled with individuals and groups of tremendous spirit and resourcefulness, of which you're probably becoming well aware. A couple of years ago, we gathered in the same public place in order for you to hear, officially, our objections to the Northern Pass Transmission Project. At that time, did we fail to convince you? Were we not clear, not united in our position against this project? Have our objections faltered or lessened since then? No, they've strengthened and have increased in numbers. So, why are we here again? In the end, we're the ones who will pay the costs for having you here to tell you what we've already told you. We've remained firm. This project, despite the changes it now proposes, does not qualify as maintaining conditions under which man and nature can exist in productive harmony. That quote comes directly from the National Environmental Policy, Title I section. So again, why are we here? You know, as an educator and a parent, I learned a long time ago. If a child asks to be granted something they should not have because it's bad for them or bad for others, that it's my job to respond with a firm no. Sure, they're going to come back and suggest amendments, compromises, conditional assurances, which might manipulate me into wavering, but do the changes proposed alter my duty as a responsible adult? No. Also, there comes a time when you tell the child, enough. You've had your chance to make your case. You've failed. Now, go spend your energy doing what you know is the right thing to do. Mr. Mills, when will enough be enough? I respectfully request that you firmly recommend to the Northern Pass LLC that they either do the right thing or make way for those projects which will. And please tell them to stop whining about the cost of burying the entire line along state right-of-way. It's rather insulting to have them do so when they've promised their investors a 12% rate of return and expect a yearly income from this line of $60 million. I wonder if the rate of return promised to their investors is as solid as the jobs and the reduction in energy costs New Hampshire has been promised. Finally, I would like to remind you of something that was stated by Mr. Sam Bird during the first set of scoping hearings. There is no right way to do the wrong thing. Currently, Northern Pass LLC is an American entity looking for your approval. How will you feel if in a few years we find that it has been sold to Hydro-Québec? Yet another foreign entity, and that it has been the plan all along, hence the reason that Hydro-Québec has been so willing to finance it. Thank you.